the dinim of a mativ. So that's when two are brushing in a special hashpah from a kodesh brocha, a special tova. We'll see when it comes to purchases and when it comes to your own, you know, what things you buy, new things, what that means. But there's a special din of wine that if two or more people are drinking wine and then there's more wine brought, either better or the same quality, you make a toiv ha-meitiv on the second wine. Now there's a lot of technical requirements that it becomes very difficult to meet all the requirements if you want to be machmer like all the sheets. So on one of these nights, maybe tomorrow night, maybe the next night, we'll see, we'll make like a list of the requirements that not have even made the toast. The concept is, it can be with your wife or children, and the concept is people sharing in this tova. Now, the Mishnah Berurah speaks out that if you just give some, and both parties, let's make believe it's two parties, let's make believe, let's talk about a person and a guest. So they both have to be drinking both wines for the bracha again. That's a big requirement. Now the Mishnah Berurah speaks out that there's really a requirement that the people be shutfim in the tova. So the Mishnah Berurah speaks out that if he, this is lashon, if he's just a guest, that the balabayas gives him to drink, so then the tova meitiv does not kick in. So understand that to mean is, I guess if someone has a guest and wine on the table, and he can take whenever he wants, and nobody's telling him this or that or how much to drink, that's called the shutaf in the wine, because that's brought down the love. A person has a guest, so that's like almost a classic case of a tzeiva meitiv. What the Mishnah means is, like someone comes by and you, he's not sitting at the table or he's not a guest, he's not free to take whatever he wants. That's the point. He's not really a shutaf here. You give him to drink, but he's like he's mitzumtum to what you give. That's the lashon of the Mishnah Berurah. Oirach ba'alma shabalabai nosing lo lishtos. But if he's joining, so one of the requirements that everybody's molded to is it has to be in the context of a meal or in the context of you're sitting to drink. Koveya lishtos. But so what's this case here? So it must be that he can take sheyirtze, like whatever he wants. How much he wants, whatever he wants, whenever he wants. So then it's called he's a shutaf from the in the wine. That would be the case. Okay, we'll stop here. Chavis Halvavis talking about situations which require a person to work on kniya. So one of them is a person has. He feels HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving him tovos. Maybe he's making that tov ha-meitiv, maybe he's not. But he has to work on kniya, because in the Chavis Halvavis' world, when that happens, so you have more of an obligation. In fact, in Shara Avodas Elokim, he talks about how you have to increase your Avodas Hashem. You have to figure out a way to increase it, because the Akaras HaTov is that much more, if you feel especially blessed. So you have more of a chiyuv. So that would call for kniya. And then he goes on to analyze. He talks about money. It could be any. That's the Chavis Halvavis is 90% of the time. That's his example of Olam Hazeh, of Gashmius. Doesn't talk so much about health. Doesn't talk so much about children and relationships. He talks about money, which is 90% of the average person's life, without taking into account all the other things. You know. So, but he talks about money. So you see, he talks about a person with enough money, or an abundance of money. So he says there's three ways that the person should relate to it. One is that it's a tova from Hashem, and you take it as a tova, and you increase your avodas Hashem, and you don't rely on the money for anything, but you keep up your bitachon in Hashem, and you increase your chovas habore. And he quotes a pasuk in Eov, but that was Eov's reaction. It could be a nisayon. In other words, it could be a reward. Hashem is giving you something. I mean, everything in life could turn into a nisayon, and it could turn into. But he's talking about three, like, possibilities of what is happening here, primarily. It could always turn into something else, of course. But I think he means primarily what's happening. So it could be Hashem is bestowing tova on him. It could happen, you know. So that's how he has to react. It could be a nisayon. The siman hanisayon v'amivchon, you see it's a nisayon if the person is makayim, marben chosam marben daiga, and he has this on his mind now, and he's always, you know, he's always flipping back and forth. He has his portfolio to worry about, and he's worried about keeping up the money and keeping up the standard of living. But he wants to make more money, and he's worried he's going to lose it, and that's what and he's more worried about that. And he's more worried about that than he's worried about how do I be mamalei my chovos d'akolis baruch hu, and that volov manusa bo, and ein lo mimenu orech hadaigo bavuro shmiroso v'shia bolov v'cheshben u'v'chmoso marakosov ki kol yomov machovim v'chaas inyono. Yeah, he doesn't really enjoy. So you see, so Hashem sending it to him as a nisayon. You see, that's how he's relating to it, and he's not enjoying it, and he's not he doesn't have any nachas from it. It just gives him daigus and worries, and they keep up with a certain lifestyle, and how should he keep it? And he can't lose it, and he's more focused on that than focused on his avodas Hashem that he has to increase. And then the siman hanakoma, it could actually be bad news, be a punishment. Hashem's punishing him. Why? Because if the person reacts by becoming, you know, he gets a lifestyle that's improper, inappropriate, wrong. He starts doing dvarim asurim, starts missing davening with a minion. He starts. And he enjoys his money, but not the way the first guy enjoys the money, where he feels so thankful to Hashem. And the second guy is not enjoying the money at all. He's just Mekayim Arba Nechosam Arba Daiga. But this third guy is enjoying the money, but in a bad way. He's Nisanek with the money. Uvahano, Meproach Chovos Abore, and he forgets about Chovos Bnei Odom Shuchayim Imenu, Veshochach Bala Tova. He doesn't even have these pangs of conscience where he says, you know, I really should be doing this. He lives a merry, that's a famous phrase, that's in Yeshaya. So that's how he relates to the money. So the money was a punishment for him. The money is to his detriment. Hashem is actually punishing him. Ramchal talks about this and also in Derech Hashem, that sometimes Hashem knows how he'll react because he is a certain way. Nothing said, there's still Bechira, but Hashem knows how he'll react, so what's Hashem doing to him? He's punishing him. He's punishing him by giving him tova. So that it's like, you know, he doesn't make a cheshbon ha-nefesh. Yisurim can be the biggest tova for a person if he takes it as a wake-up call, if he takes it as that. And this could be, the Ramchal talks about that at length. Yisurim has a wonderful tova that Hashem does for a person. And here, so these are the three ways. So his main point is that it's a siba for kniya. And then he goes off on sort of a tangent. He says there could be three ways to react to money. Hashem could be sending it to you as a reward, good news, or as a nisayon. If probably everything in life is like that. It could be good. Of course, you have to react the right way. It could be a nisayon. It's a nisayon to see how you react. And it could be, chas v'shalom, he calls it nekama, meaning Hashem is punishing him, but Hashem sort of knows how to react. And this is just like and he's just digging his hole deeper and deeper and deeper. For a maskil, intelligent person, shatova lo tova, va'olam mekubel kechetzo b'chol inyonov, things are going well, yikona. You see, you should feel humble. You should feel thankful to Hashem. Acknowledge it's from Hashem. You should feel unworthy, because no one's really ever worthy, and he should react accordingly. And he should be afraid that it shouldn't turn into the third thing. Another pasuk in Kohelet, Osher Shomer Lubalov Lura also. Now, does it mean you should daven to be poor? No. But it means you should be aware of this, and if you're aware of this, so you sort of get the pick, I guess. Your bechira will decide what it is. If it's a reward or an asayon, or chas v'shalom, the opposite of a reward. Okay, we'll stop here. Yeah.